What is it, Uncle Lou? What do you see?
There's nothing like a good moose.
Nothing like a good moose.
Yeah. Uncle Lou, were we staring at the moose, or was the moose staring at us?
That's a good question, Matt. Probably a little bit of both. What do you think?
Yeah,
that makes a lot of sense.
A little both.
Yeah, a little bit of both.
On his flower. My cousin Matthew is out of town for the week. You see? He's not here. I'm here. You want to talk? You have to talk to me. No, he's not here. Look. Gone. Not here. Out the whole week. I'm out of here too. So you got 2 seconds. Wait a second. Still there? All right. You have something? You don't. Fine. Talk to yourself. This is good. Here.
I don't have time for ideas like this.
What a thing.
God, it's so tiny. It's dinky. I remember it was so much bigger. It's nothing.
It does seem small. Why is that?
No, not smaller. It doesn't seem smaller. It seems tiny.
This is the oldest group of people I ever saw in my entire life.
Outgaloo!
Having trouble getting up the hill?
Oh,
on a golf cart? I invite 30 people from the golden age of this place up, and what do I get? I get you guys. It's a sad state of affairs.
So fantastic.
So good. So good to see you. It's really great to be here. This is so sweet of you.
Well, I wanted to see some of the old faces. I'm sure I'll regret it. Hey, Mr. Big Shot Clothing Designer. Keep waiting for a check in the mail for some ungodly sum of money. Do I get one? No. Remember, everything you learned from me.
So you're Stick Coder, the maintenance man.
Yeah.
The Wiley Coder was your father, huh?
Yeah.
He never liked me.
You Brad Berman?
Yes, I am.
No, he didn't.
God, you look great. Seeing you brings back so many memories.
Yeah, I seem to have that effect on people. You look great, Kelly. Brings back memories for me, too. Jamie Ross!
Uncle
Jamie Ross. You have too good a tan. It means you're out of work.
I'd like you to meet my new fiance, Gwen.
Oh,
Gwen,
how are you?
This is Uncle Lou.
Nice. I've heard a lot of good stuff about you, sir. Sir.
Sir Unca is fine. Bradley, you dressed for camp. Still flinty.
Lou, is the camp smaller? It looks smaller to me.
Smaller? Yes, it's smaller, Bradley. We reduced it by half. We had carpenters come in just for you.
I get it.
Gang, it's going to be a golden week, gang. One for the record books. Okay, let me give you your cabin assignments. You got boys and senior boys, too. Girls and 49 and 3.
What are you talking about, Lou? I gotta be with Gwen. Can't we all have our own cabins?
You know where they are. Girls are over there. Boys are over there. Why don't you go freshen up, drop your stuff. We'll meet back at main camp. We're gonna have an activities breakdown. We are gonna have a tamakwathon.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. We are gonna have a basketball tournament.
Yes!
Last night at camp, we're gonna have a dance.
Yeah.
I'm getting old and sappy, guys, so take advantage of me while you can.
Uncle Lou, that all sounds great, but can't we have our own cabins, please?
Are you going to give me trouble? You were a good camper, Jamie, but you gave me trouble. I don't want any trouble this week.
What? Senior boys, too. Come on, sounds good to me.
Yeah, it would.
Oh, come on, Kelly. Get back to camp. Play along.
Come on, Kelly. We got all kinds of things to talk about. We don't need these guys. Never did. Come on, Gwen. We'll show you to girls' camp.
Okay, wait.
A little welcome to you. Tamaqua gift.
You're so sweet. He's so sweet.
Yeah. He's the last of the big time sweeties.
Uncle Lou. Look at that. 21 years old. How am I going to go 6 nights without that?
You probably won't, Jamie. Just try not to kill any wild animals in the process.
Jesus, Jamie. Relax, Maddie. I got lots more where that came from. I am loaded for bear, babe. Check it out. This is going to be a wild week.
Oh, man. It is so good to be back here. Couldn't have come at a better time.
What are you talking about? It couldn't come at a worse time. We're busy as hell. 40 calls this morning alone.
Hey, look. You're not going to get any sympathy from this guy. This man has always been interested in only one thing.
Hey, you should talk. I saw the way you and Jennifer looked at each other over at the landing. Come on. I saw across your mind you and Jen, old time six, sneaking out to the island. Oh, man. Mikey Blyman, Jamie Ross, Bob Welsh, Maddie Berman, Jack Belston, Ricky Warden. Tamaqua superheroes. Nice Spider-Man there, Matt.
You're an artistic little rat, weren't you?
Jack Belston. Never happened to him.
Last I heard, he was living in California.
I remember that day that Luke kicked him out of cab. Still remember that ratty old jacket he always used to wear. Jack Belston. It's been a long time since I've even heard that name.
This place is a pit. How the hell did anyone spend 8 weeks in this place, huh? Is it me? I don't remember smelling this much like urine.
The cabin always smelled like urine. That's how you found it when you came up the hill in the dark.
This is wet. Everything in here is completely wet.
My stuff's wet, too.
I love this. This is camp. This is so camp. I love this. Why was it? No matter how well your mother packed you, no matter how clean and neat and dry your clothes left home, by the time you got to camp, everything was completely wet.
Yeah, I remember that. These are really wet, though. It's a little too camp for me.
Is Jamie something or what? What is she, 11? Where'd he find this one?
A ski slope in Aspen.
Oh, excuse me.
I love this. I can't believe I'm here.
Bethy.
Hey, Bethy. 4903, your name's all over the walls up here.
Hi, Bethy. Isn't this great? I can't believe I'm here. I love this. I can't believe it.
Hurry up and get up here so we can start picking on you.
Wow. You talked to her recently?
We had her over for dinner a couple of times. I never know what to say.
I can't believe that she'd come up here. She's so strong. Oh, wow. Look at this place. God, you guys.
Oh, God, look at you.
Gosh, you guys.
Hi.
Jennifer. Oh. We're in here at 73.
No, so weird, isn't it?
Hi, Kelly.
Oh, God.
You guys were over at 49 or 5?
5.
Yeah.
I was in here with Randa Martin.
Randa Martin.
That's so weird. Linda Belzer.
Linda Belzer.
Jody Kiefer.
Oh, how did you remember that?
I don't know.
God.
I'm Gwen, Jamie's fiance.
Oh, I'm Beth.
Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you. Little present he gave me. Can't tell if it's a bathing suit or dental floss.
Yeah, well, whatever it is, makes me sick how good you're gonna look in it.
Shut up, that's sweet.
Savor that. Could be the last nice thing you ever hear her say.
That is just not true. I am planning on being nothing but extremely delightful this entire week. I would appreciate it if you didn't pin an attitude on me until I deserve it.
Heard from you like so long. We used to live in L.A.
Oh, yeah. Lou tracked me down through my parents. Jenny Morton?
Holy cow!
Oh, wow.
This is too much.
Jamie Ross.
Hey, hey.
Legion of Tamaqua superheroes.
72!
Yeah!
Jack?
Beth. Bethy. Hi.
Oh, you look so different.
Oh, I didn't expect to see you here. Man, I should have been at Rick's funeral.
Look, it's no big deal.
I'm sorry.
It's great to see you. Oh, God. You're so nervous.
Okay, gang, Wakanda's smiling. We got great weather.
Hello, Uncle Lou.
Jack!
Hello.
Go dump your stuff in the cabin and put on a suit. We got off to kind of a late start, so we're going to begin the day with activity number three.
Activity number three, Uncle Lou. Jack just got here. Can't we hang out for a little bit?
No. Wakanda gives you weather like this, you got to jump all over it.
Wakanda. Wakanda, the Indian god of weather. Do you still use him to get kids to go swimming?
Yes, I do. Go get your suit on.
Come on, Lou. You're not actually going to make us take a swim test, are you?
Yeah, you can't use the boats unless you have a white cap. You know the rules. First day at camp, you always have to take a swimming test.
Lou, we're adults. You can't make adults take a swim test.
Let me just say right now, if this is some elaborate Shrek where I'm the only one who dives in, I knew it.
What's a Shrek?
A Shrek is a camp gag, you know, a trick. Shrek. Most of them are pretty stupid.
I was king of the Shrek. Yeah, Lou, you remember the time you put the sailboat in your cabin?
Okay, here we go. Get on your marks. Get set. Go!
Reverse Shrek!
Come on, you two. I'm not in the mood to throw anybody in today.
Oh, boy. Hey, this is one of those things you never use in real life. When in real life, you have to tread water for 10 minutes. How about never? Hey, you guys. Hey, you guys, look. I feel like I'm in a suit from the Deer Hunter. Look up at Stick. Just squint your eyes a little bit. Wow. You don't see it. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
I'm totally cool.
I like it. You see that? You see that?
What's this?
That's the joint. The jaw. That's, the jaw.
Very good. And this?
That's the gaff rig. It connects the boom to the mast.
Terrific, Kelly. That's great. Listen, I gotta say, I'm really happy that you guys are back here. The time that you were here was the golden age of this place. Who knows why, but it was a time where everything came together. Everything gelled. And I love the fact that you remember this stuff, because I don't. Let's go sailing.
I forgot how great you were at all this stuff. I was never good at anything at camp. I always had a good tan, though. That's important. One camp skill that you can actually use.
You never heard from him again?
You better go.
Aren't you surprised? He just called you out of the blue like that after all these years?
Yeah, I was surprised, all right. But, you know, things come around. Life is crazy, go figure. How about you? You okay? You happy?
I'm happy to be away from my cousin Brad for a few minutes. That's what I'm happy about. You know, he's done a really great job with our business. But I tell you, the guy can make a tick nervous. Anyway, I'm thinking of getting out of the business altogether. You know, it's just not my thing. It's not for me.
Bradley, you want some help?
Not a problem, Lou. Piece of cake. Sailing's like second nature to me. Boat's just a little bit smaller than I remember, that's all.
He'll be in the water on the count of five. Mark my words.
Oh, I can't believe it.
Lou, the hell kind of boats are these? You can't afford new boats? Kids could hurt themselves. lawsuit on it, Kansas. Slip. Standing. I'm all right.
You're so good at this. I'm so proud of you. Kelly Berman. Successful wife. Mother of two. Homemaker. Expert sailor.
Woo! Is this a golden DeMarco day or what?
I've decided I want to be just like Kelly when I grow up. And I want to be just like Jennifer. And I want to have a body like Gwen's. No shit. Having sex.
Come on, give the guy a break. Jennifer's 65 years old.
No, I don't mean now. I mean ever. Could you ever picture him doing it?
You know, for me, it's not really something that ever came up.
No?
I couldn't. Ever. I mean, I could never just close my eyes and picture Lou screwing. What? I would try and I just draw a blank. It's the weirdest thing.
I mean, honestly, Jennifer, and I think I speak for the whole group. You just crossed that line of how well we need to know you.
Are you guys worried about Uncle Lou doing a dirty dog?
No.
Lou's not going to do a dirty dog. We're too old. Besides, it's just a kitchen raid.
What's a dirty dog?
It's a dirty dog?
Yes.
It's annoying. That's what it is. Late at night, everyone's asleep. If you were out of your cabin, somehow Lou knew. It was weird. It was like Gretchen, Nostradamus, and Uncle Lou. He'd be out prowling, waiting to bust you. You call it doing dirty dog.
Oh, man. I forgot how much fun a kitchen raid could be. I forgot why I quit smoking pot. The munchies.
No, it's just the munchies. I forgot all about the munchies.
Yeah. Want some more turkey?
Hey, you know what I saw today?
What?
A spot where I first kissed a boy.
Really?
Adam Randall.
Adam Randall.
I was 11, and we made out by the swing set one night after dinner. I had a mouthful of braces. We pulled apart, and his lips were covered with blood. My braces had cut him. He didn't even know it. For the rest of the summer, I was branded. No boys would even look at me.
What happened to Adam Randall?
You're in prison for killing an orthodontist.
I had my first boner here at camp.
Hello.
I was in Ranger 2. I was 11 years old. Thing woke me up out of a dead sleep. Man, I was like completely freaked out. I didn't know what was going on. I thought the thing was gonna explode or something. You know, I figured I needed a tetanus shot. Next morning I woke up, it was still there. I knew there was no way I could go to breakfast with this big boner sticking out. So I did the best thing I could think of. I taped the sucker to my leg. It took me about an hour to get to breakfast that day.
That's great.
When I finally get there, who do I see? Ida Heinken. Let me tell you, I used some pretty heavy masking tape. And lots of it. But it was no match for Ida Heinken.
Hey, Stick, another bucket of peanut butter and jelly. funny. Stop laughing. You guys suck.
Merry Bradley.
Belle. Oh, God. The bell. Okay, Lou, we got it. Jesus Christ. Oh. Goddamn camp beds.
Morning, Bradley.
Don't talk to me, butt breath. Your dirt girl's full of Shrek like that. All I know, I invented it. Amateur hour around here. Strictly amateur. No toilet paper. Oh, you guys are good. Man, oh yeah, this is a brilliant Shrek. Oh, you guys working for NASA? Huh? Is there a blueprint for this plant? Because I'd love to see it. Tell me, did you carry the toilet paper down in shifts? This isn't a factory, it's a think tank.
You gotta get up pretty early to beat the Shrek King.
This guru. When you were Uncle Lou.
Remember how I used to know every kid's name, even the new kids? Ever figure that one out?
How'd I do it, Jack?
Oh, you want to know?
Yeah.
Observe closely. Hello there, young Lou Handler. How are you today? Nice to have you back with us.
Oh, man. Kid never knew what hit him.
Is that true, Uncle Lou? Is that what you did?
I did other stuff, too.
Yeah, like what?
Oh, I'm not going to tell you. I have trade secrets.
Who are we going to tell?
You don't want to know.
Spill it, Lou.
Okay, all right. Well, over the years, for example, once in a while, a kid would come up and he'd feel left out or lonely, and he'd need something to make him feel a little bit special, so I would give him a super secret Indian name.
Yeah, I still remember mine.
I remember yours.
You remember mine?
I do, I remember.
Oh, come on, Uncle. That was 20 years ago.
I do.
There's no way you remember mine.
I remember it.
Are you serious? All right, tell me what it was.
Matthew, your super secret Indian name was Thundering Cloud.
That's right.
Yes?
Whoa. That's incredible. That was like 20 years ago.
Oh, what's mine? What's mine? I forget. What's mine?
Bradley, your super secret Indian name was...
Yeah?
Thundering Cloud.
What?
Oh, that's bullshit, Uncle Lou.
Sure is. Yeah. My whole life I've been living a lie. It's unbelievable.
Hey, get crazy. I think you got a lawsuit here.
You still love it, Lou? Is it still as much fun as it always was?
It's been 43 wonderful summers. But this one, I am sorry to say, was it.
What are you talking about? You're kidding, right?
No, I'm not. I invited you up because, as I said earlier, you were from the golden age of this place, and I wanted to share my last week with you. This is the last week.
Uncle Lou, is this about money? Because if it's about money, I'm sure we can help you raise some.
Yeah, I mean, maybe we could hire someone to help you run the place. We could always organize a committee of like, the camp alumni. We could figure something out.
No, it's not about money. It's about my connection with the kids. These summer camps shut down at the rate of about 30 a year. We've had a very long run, longer than most of them. Hey, it's not that big a deal. The only reason you like this place so much because the rest of your lives are so boring.
Lighten up. Everything's going to work out fine. I'm happy about this.
What's the big deal? Why is everybody so surprised to see me?
Well, because you got kicked out of camp. Luke kicked you out of camp, right?
Brad, that was over 20 years ago. Would you give the guy a break?
He asked me why I was surprised, and I told the truth. Give me a break.
So what is it that you do, Jack?
I work at an art gallery on Sunset Boulevard. We sell hippie art.
Ah.
It's really just an excuse to go to a lot of Grateful Dead concerts.
You rich?
Not even close.
Too bad. You've gotten kind of sexy. Jack, where the hell have you been all these years? How come you never called any of us?
I didn't have anything to say.
So why'd you come back now?
This call reminded me there was something I needed to take care of. And amends I had to make. Plus, you know, I thought it'd be a hoot.
Hey, why walk someplace when you can run? You know, Gwen and I run 3 miles every morning as a warm-up before we work out. Right, baby?
We really ought to spend the rest of this week coming up with an elaborate way to kill those two.
That's good for me. I gotta go watch some paint dry.
Where are you going? What's going on, guys?
Hey, see you at dinner, Lou.
Pleasure, thank you, Lou.
Where are you going?
So sweet. You'll sit here all day and watch that moose.
Sorry, Lou. Got a nap in my near future.
There are strange things done in the midnight sun by the men who moil for gold. And the Arctic trails hold secret tales that would make your blood run cold. Yes, the Northern Lights have seen queer sights, but the queerest they ever did see was the night on the marge of Lake LaBarge where I cremated Sam McGee. Now, Sam McGee was from Tennessee where the cotton blooms and blows. Why he left his home in the South to roam the pole, God only knows. He was always cold. The land of gold seemed to hold him like a spell. Though he'd often say in his homely way that he'd rather live in hell. On a Christmas day, we were mushing our way over the Dawson Trail. Talk of York cold, through the parka's fold, it stabbed like a driven nail.
Get some sleep, huh?
You fallen out of love with me?
No. Kelly, what... Please don't do this. I mean, we're up here to have fun. We're up here to have a good time and relax.
Well, we're up here to straighten things out. Isn't that right? Isn't that what you said?
Yes, but there are things... Look, I'm just tired, okay? It's been a long day. I don't remember camp being so tiring.
I remember you and Jennifer used to stand out here saying goodnight for hours. Our counselor used to make us come out and get her. I always wanted to be the one kissing you goodnight.
Get some sleep, okay?
nice and hot. Make some pee just a little bit more. Hey, Jamie's not stupid. He gets to go to sleep. We gotta wait up for your cousin to urinate. I'm not so sure I like this deal.
One thing, we are not nice people.
Not tonight, we're not.
Damn it, Lou! I'm on vacation.
Oh, what?
He's Rick's best friend. Taught him how to smoke pot.
Oh, that's lovely.
I think he's an AA now. I think that's what that making amends thing was.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
I haven't yet.
And what?
Had sex since Rick. I know you're wondering. I know how your mind works. I come to the brink and then I can't do it.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
But I don't think about it every day. I try not to think about it. He's had a hard time. Rough years. Shows. God, I'm glad he came back.
Go, baby, yeah!
He's a moron. No wonder you're attracted to him.
Uncle Lou? Stick? Perfect day, eh?
Yeah. Just give my young friend here a little pointer.
Yeah, looks like he's learning the hard way.
It's the only way to learn, Matthew. What about you? You want a sparring lesson?
Going sailing, Uncle Lou. Free period, remember? Anyways, I always hated boxing.
Well, everybody's got their own interests. That's the beauty of camp.
Beauty of camp.
Look, I don't see why you dismiss it so quickly, honey. I really don't.
I'm not dismissing it quickly. Look, I like my life. I always have. I'm not like these, you know, other guys. I'm not into all this Oprah Winfrey pop self-reality bullshit. You know, I like to ski, I like to travel, I like to make money, and I like you.
Yeah, but don't you think that we could run this place? I mean, you and I, we could do it together.
Oh, jeez, I totally forgot. I told those guys I played a Twilight volleyball game. I gotta go. Listen, finish getting dressed, meet me down there, and we'll have a blast, okay? I love you.
Just wait a minute, Jamie, wait. I want to talk to you.
What do you want? What do you want? What do you want?
You don't plan on us having kids, do you? The thought of me getting pregnant scares you, doesn't it?
God, baby, you're 21 years old. I mean, what do you... worried about having kids for? I mean, you get like, what, 15 years before that biological clock goes off?
It's already going off.
Really? Well, roll over and see if there's a snooze button back there, because I like my life. Got it? Good. Now, finish getting dressed and meet me down there. We'll have a good time. And then later we'll come back up here and do that again, because it was good. I want to be a kid again. I was good at being a kid, wasn't I?
You think it's gonna matter, Jen? About the camp? I mean, like in 5 years, do you think it'll matter? It's gone.
I don't know. I mean, I really don't.
You're still really beautiful, Jennifer. Still got those beautiful eyes.
Whatever happened to that weird painting that you did in my eye? Remember that? Yeah, my mother keeps all your clippings from the business section. Still refers to you as the one that got away.
I like that. It makes me sound like a mackerel or something.
Night, Mac. Better go back to my cabin. Wouldn't want you to get into trouble with your counselor or anything.
Wait, you should go back. My cousin.
No, I just want to see his face when he wakes up.
Butter in her face.
Why don't you come out with us? Come on, we're gonna take a walk. We're gonna get some beer and talk.
Come on. All right.
Say we take the pointer out for a little late night spin.
Yeah, let's take Lou's boat.
No, the pointer. You know, when I was a kid, all I ever wanted to do was drive this thing.
Hey, Jack. How come you got kicked out of camp?
Did you ever hear the Sam Grover story?
No. What's the Sam Grover story?
Well, we were campers, so it was basically kept from us. But I hung out with a lot of junior counselors in my last year, so I knew. Sam Grover was a counselor from Buffalo that Lou hired over the phone. When he got off the bus in Toronto, Lou realized his mistake. You see, Sam Grover was black and wouldn't, according to Lou, fit in up at camp. So Lou paid for his bus fare and first week's salary, apologized, and put him on the next bus back to Buffalo.
What did he say? What was his reason?
He never gave one. Never spoke about it.
What does that have to do with you getting kicked out?
I forced him to do that. I took something from him. Something I thought would knock him off his high horse. You know, make him realize that he couldn't pump us full of that all men are equal crap and then treat somebody like that.
Such a good idea for you to bring me in here. Yeah. A lot of good memories in here, Matthew, huh?
A wonderful old cabin. Wiley Coder and I put it up in the spring of 1953. You know, all I think about when I'm in this place is fish guts.
Fish guts?
Yeah. This was the fishing cabin until the early 60s, oh, a couple of years before your time. Ah. Am I interrupting something?
No. What are you doing up?
Oh, you know, dirty dog. Kind of a hard habit to break. Yeah, we used to clean the dead fish in here. This place used to be wall-to-wall fish guts. Fish guts and fish heads and blood. We hosed it down, but I mean, you're talking about a hell of a smell. There's something about dead fish, you know what I mean? Makes you just kind of want to puke your guts out.
Yeah.
Makes you just want to gag, doesn't it? Yeah. You can still kind of smell it, can't you?
Okay.
All those fish heads, all that blood.
Yeah.
You sure I'm not interrupting something?
No.
Matthew and I were just getting out of here, weren't we? Matthew?
Yep. Good night, Uncle Lou.
Oh, yeah, I'll walk you up the hill. You got a big day tomorrow. Yes, fish guts. These black buns makes you just pink your guts out. You know what I mean? There's a song we used to sing about it. Big black buns, big black buns, make you want to puke your guts out.
Lives in New York. He's got three kids.
He's out with Gil Adams. Yeah. Gil Adams. He sells stocks. Lives in Rochester.
Learn the basic.
Ida.
Ida. Ida.
Jack, you better get the masking tape out, huh?
Am I the only person in the room who didn't sleep with Ida Heinkel?
Pretty much.
Former semi-professional boxing champion.
Rick.
And the camp's owner and director.
God.
Here, boxing is used as a metaphor
so for skinny.
Life and for art.
I hated boxing. God, that I hate boxing.
Are enunciated while violence and competition
nice fall, Matt.
Are constantly downplayed. At Tamaqua, a child learns to respect his environment. Respect for the land teaches respect for your fellow man, a sense of belonging, and more importantly, respect for oneself. For this is truly what the child learns at Tamaqua. They make many friends, learn many skills, but upon departure, they invariably leave a fuller man or woman, a better friend, and a kinder soul.
I'm sorry.
I know.
Why'd you come up?
Because I wanted to be sad. Now I'm sad. He was doing his residency at St. Julian's in the emergency room. Upset because he was going to be a few minutes late for his 9 a.m. shift. Some stupid high school kid tries to pass a bus, forced him off the road. Good old Rick, man. 9 a.m. sharp, gets wheeled into the emergency room just in time for his shift. Are you worried about me? Everybody's worried about me. God, I'm so sick of everybody worrying about me. God, it's been over a year.
Hey.
Hey. Why'd you do that? Why did you do that?
I thought you wanted me to.
Why? Why would you think that?
I don't know. I just thought, well, you know, Jennifer said all this stuff, and I just thought, well...
Yeah, but I didn't say I wanted to marry you.
I understand.
I don't want to be kissed, all right?
Fine. Maybe I'll just sit here, okay?
Good.
Just right here, all right?
Look, I'm not attracted to you, all right?
Fine.
Sorry. I find you very unappealing.
It's cool.
Kotex, Lou. It's taped to the clanger.
This is smaller. This channel was always bigger than this. I think maybe we're going the wrong way.
I'm telling you, it's up this way. I've been single a long time. You develop a sense of direction.
You like it, being single?
I like the freedom.
You know who I feel sorry for? All those guys who had vasectomies in the 70s. Remember them? Now with safe sex, they still gotta wear condoms.
Never thought of it that way, Bradley.
Yeah, well, these are the things I think about. You know, there's germs out there the size of sea lions. My God, it's so tiny!
Remember we used to come here for cookouts?
Yeah, sure. But it was bigger then. It was much bigger. Look how tiny this is.
I don't remember being this small. I remember it being cute.
Brad, do you think Matt and Kelly are happy?
Yeah, they're happy. They're fun. I just, you know, this is always like a mountain to me, you know? Like a big dam, like the one in Vegas. Huge.
Yeah, but do you think he still loves her?
You don't still have a thing for him, do you?
For Matt?
Yeah.
What, like 20 years later?
Down there.
What do you do, get bit by something?
Yeah, well, good, because he's definitely married. Happy, I don't know, but he is good and married, Jennifer. I just can't get over how small this is. It is completely tiny. Tiny, tiny, tiny.
All right, enough already with the tiny talk, Brad, okay? The dam did not get smaller. It did not.
You know, I'm just saying, to me, it definitely got smaller.
It's the same size it always was, okay? Nothing has gotten smaller. The dam, the camp, the lake, they have not shrunk. We have gotten bigger. Everything else has stayed the same size. You have grown. Deal with it. Jeez.
Hey.
Hey.
Okay?
Yeah. I'm sorry. I don't even know what that was about. Just really edgy lately, you know? In New York, I'm always moving so fast. Being up here at this pace.
Is it mad?
I love Matt. I love Kelly. Being around him is tough, though, you know? I feel like a loser. You know how it is. I didn't mean it like that.
I know you didn't.
Okay, let me rehash this now in case anybody forgot.
No one's forgotten, Lou.
We just do this so I can lose and go take a nap?
Jack, let's go! Tamaquathon!
Well, thanks, but no thanks. I got a date with Spider-Man.
Come on, Jack.
You go have fun. This doesn't interest me.
Okay, remember now, be good sports or there's no point in winning. One last thing. If Bethy wins, her prize is she gets to dance with me on closing night of camp.
How?
Okay, let's go. Get on your marks. Get set.
Ow! You broke my eardrum!
Thank you.
I guess it's a rainy days with a Z machine. Remember, everybody went back to the cabin, went back to bed.
The entire day.
Oh, what an idea.
Sun will be out this afternoon, guys. Wakanda's going to smile yet.
Sure. The man's got to have a dream, Lou.
Another golden Tamaqua day.
It never rains at Tamaqua. Never.
Uncle Lou, what are the realities if, like, someone wanted to take over the camp?
What are you talking about? Kelly, what's he talking about?
I have no idea.
Well, it depends on the person, Matthew. You saying you want to take over Tamaqua?
Well, I'm not sure I mean myself. But I think someone should. Maybe a couple of us.
Matthew, don't you think we should discuss this privately?
Hey, Matt, if you're thinking about me, that was Gwen talking. No offense, Uncle Lou.
I hope you're not thinking about me, Matt. I mean, picture me on the brochure. How many parents are going to want to send their kids into the woods that summer?
He's not talking about anyone. He's just babbling. You're just babbling, right?
He's not babbling. He's serious. He's saying that someone should. One of us should. Well, maybe a couple of us. Maybe we could be partners.
You're not talking about you and Matthew. I mean, you're not suggesting that, are you?
I don't know, Kelly. I was just discussing it. I think that Matt is right. I think somebody should do something. It's been 43 years. A lot of kids started out their lives here. I just think that it would be a shame to let it die. That's all.
Well, I think it should be Jamie and Matthew. I mean, you guys would be so great, and the kids would love you.
Haven't we already talked about this? Babe, you don't know anything about this camp. I mean, you've been here for 4 days. So just, you know, sit there and look pretty, okay?
Excuse me, Lou. Fuck you, Jamie.
Oh, God. Here we go.
Boy, dropping like flies. You got any other topics of conversation you want to clear the room with?
I don't see what's so funny. You want to run a summer camp? Huh? What about your commitment to me? 6 months after you leave, the business folds and you know it.
That is not true, Brad.
Fine, run a camp. You know, Uncle Melvin was right. I should have never trusted.
Lou, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I even brought it up. I mean, I didn't want to make such a big scene about it.
No big deal. It's just a bunch of old cabins. Just old cabins.
How much time do you have to put into running camp during the winter? When you're in Detroit, how much time a week do you play?
It's about hours, Matthew. It's a way of life, running a summer camp. Can't do it by the clock.
It's not that difficult of a move, Stick.
Stick.
To give you your present back. I don't like it. I don't think it shows your friends here enough. What do you think, gang? Doesn't Jamie have a nice life?
Look, Gwen, you're pissing me off.
I'm just trying to look pretty for you, honey.
Look, get that canoe back to the canoe dock and go get dressed now. I mean it.
Do you own this camp? Lou, do I have to leave right now?
No. Who said that?
Hey, Lou.
Come on, Jamie. She's not bothering anyone.
Look, if I have to dive in this water and swim over to you, you're going to be a sorry little girl.
I'm already sorry. I hope I didn't offend any of you. Jamie needs to learn that he shouldn't overwind his toys.
I gotta tell you, I like her. I like her a lot. I'm not trying to steal Matt from you, Kelly. Honest. I'm just lonely. I'm lonely, and I think I'm starting to get a little desperate. I feel like I could lose him. I never felt that way before, but I do lately. He's lucky to have you. That's the truth, Kel. Would you really want to take over the camp? No. Just a fantasy.
Bested Jamie by almost 5 seconds. You're always fast, Jack. I shouldn't have thrown you out of camp. I don't know what I should have done to you, but I shouldn't have thrown you out of camp. Listen. What I did with Sam Grover was wrong. I was playing God. Should have let him come up here and figure his own way out.
They were different times, and I was a different person. I saw him as colored. Not good, not bad, just colored. I thought I should spare everyone the tension. I thought I could save him the alienation. I was sure he would find in a camp filled with all white people.
If I could pick one day in my life to do different, Jack, that would be the day I'd pick. That day would be the day I'd do different.
Kind of young to retire. Aren't you going to miss all this?
No. I don't get the kids today. I don't get them. They don't get me.
Hey, it's a different era, a different time.
I try to teach them how to light a one-match fire. They look at me like I'm from another planet. With the boom boxes and the headphones. A kid who's got to wear those stupid headsets in the North Woods is a kid I just don't understand.
It was bigger than your cabin. I'm not kidding.
Large.
It was snapping.
How big?
It was like
how big
Kentucky.
Was it?
Big.
Turtle's been around forever.
No.
It
doesn't
take
bite.
It and right. Shut up about it because I don't want your ring anymore.
Just calm down. You're acting like a fool.
No, you calm down. Find another new fiance. No.
Jamie, come on. Relax.
Mind your own business.
Jamie leave me
relax.
Alone.
You better relax. Jamie, come on.
Let's go, bud.
No.
Jamie, come on.
Back off. Come on. Leave her alone.
Hey. What's all this now?
Jamie. It's nothing, Lou. Just a little scuffle.
Stick, go get the gloves. We'll take it into the ring.
The ring? Uncle Lou, it's nothing. It's fine.
No, we'll take it into the ring.
The ring? Uncle Lou, you know I hate boxing.
All right, Matt, come on.
There's a shot.
It's very good, Matthew. It's very, very good. Come on, get up.
Come on,
get up.
Come on, Matthew.
No.
Get up.
You're doing
come on,
fine.
Man. Get up, man.
Come on. You're doing really good. Really good. That's it. Mix it up. Keep your hands up. Okay, you should feel very good about yourself. Terrific. Get back in there. Come on.
Come on, Matt. Get up.
We
you
go.
Can do it.
Come on,
up
man.
We go.
Get up.
Yeah, come on,
you can beat him. Come on.
Four. Don't make me do
come
this
on,
now. Four, five,
come on, man.
Six, seven. Up we go. Good boy. Get in there.
All right, kick his ass, Matt.
Oh, that's great, Quinn.
Yes! Come on, honey. Yes! Right. That's it. There you go. Yes! Get
right,
him,
Matt.
Go! That's it! Yes, get him! You got it! Yeah! Get up! Yeah!
2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 9, 10. We got a winner.
Okay. Give me the gloves. I'm next.
What are you doing, Kelly?
I'm next. Come on, I want a shot at the champ here.
Hey, Uncle Lou, we never co-ed boxing here before, did we?
Nope.
We do now.
Kelly, what are you doing?
Okay, Stick, whenever you're ready, just give me a little bell and let's go. Come on, Stick, let's go. Put him up, Matt.
Kelly, come on.
Come on. You're gonna deal with me right now. There's no getting out of this. Come on. You wanna hit me? Hit me. Come on, yell at me. Kick me. I don't care! You can't ignore me anymore! Do you understand me? I am in this ring with you and I am not going anywhere. But...
Come on. Okay. I give up. I give up. I give up.
I love you, Matthew. Really need to start communicating with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Up ahead over here is the Everett cabin. Oscar and Claire Everett. The old couple who lived up here in the park since the 20s. Oscar died in the late 60s, and his widow talked the ranger into carrying out his last wishes. You see, he wanted to get the deep six in the lake outside the cabin, and he'd asked for me to say some nice things about him. Poor woman. She spent the last 15 years of her life all alone up here, just waiting to die so she could be dropped in the lake with her husband. Thaddeus and I spent half the morning fighting about where we dropped Oscar's body 15 years before. We might as well have just thrown her in the lake the same day we dumped her husband.
You made that story up, didn't you?
Now, why would I make up a story like that?
Because you're you. You're Uncle Lou. I mean, either way, I got the point.
Jesus. You make it sound like I'm pathological or something.
Call the boys.
How are they?
They're fine. Told them that mommy beat the shit out of me today. You still hate me?
I don't hate you.
Wouldn't blame me if you did.
It's beautiful.
You're beautiful, Kelly.
Where's Gwen?
She's out at the fire. She's leaving me.
What are you gonna do about it?
I don't know. No one's ever left me before. You wanna dance?
I shouldn't, Jamie. I mean it. You're scum.
I'm not sure. Is that a yes?
Yeah, that's a yes.
No. See, that's what you're saying. all right? But that's not what I'm hearing. What I'm hearing is that you want to walk away, that you want to desert me.
Oh, come on, Brad. Well, don't look at it that way.
Well, how am I supposed to look at it?
Well, I don't know. Look at it like from the beginning, all right? You did it all. I was just some college kid who made goofy hats for beer money. Doesn't work for me anymore. All I feel like is some businessman.
You hear the way he says that? Like a serial killer.
I don't want to be a businessman. I never wanted to be a businessman. It makes me feel old.
But you're okay with the serial killer analogy.
Brad, look, you know, you like this stuff. I mean, it's in your blood, and you're great at it. I mean, no one does what you do like you do. You're incredible.
This is bullshit. You're saying this to make blowing me off easier.
No, I'm not.
No, he's not. Brad, you are incredible. He says it all the time.
You say it all the time? That I'm incredible?
All the time.
To people, I mean. Groups of people?
All the time.
You want out, you're out.
Stand here.
Look up. You know what they say it means when there's this many stars out?
What?
It means something really terrible's gonna happen. It means I'm gonna kiss you.
Good. I thought you were gonna knee me in the nuts or something. Sure.
Even if it might piss off Shedhead over there.
I don't mind.
Kay.
Okay. Okay. yeah. One hand out.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Good. When I'm about to have sex. Like really?
Hey, are we moving?
Nice night, huh?
Hey!
You have a nice thrill!
You suck!
Oh, no way!
Hey! Enjoy your thrill! Ha! The Shrek King! Prevail! Yes!
Good one.
Hey, brother, this is my brother's suit. You know, I can't get it wet, eh?
Shrek.
Good
Shrek.
I'm the king. I'm the king.
Here, Jennifer. You be a good girl now.
Lou.
Bradley, you try and enjoy your life now, you hear me?
I hear you.
Very good. Very good.
Never forget.
Hey, you. You gonna keep this guy in the ropes, you gotta work on your left hook, you hear?
I will. Thanks, Lou.
Uncle Lou, can I talk to you for a second?
Yeah. Everything okay?
About what we talked about. You know, the possibility of me taking over the camp?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Uncle Lou, but I just can't do it.
Forget about it.
No. I feel like I've let you down. I mean, I'm sure you were probably hoping.
Don't worry about it. Everything will work out fine.
I got a lot of things to work out.
Sure. Matthew.
Kelly and I, we...
Hey. You worry too much.
It's good to see you again, Uncle Lou. You take care, huh?
Yeah.
Come on.
Bye, Uncle Lou. Jack and Beth. Where are Jack and Beth?
She came down a couple hours ago, I think.
So did he.
You're gonna miss the boat.
We want to run the camp, Lou. The two of us.
We're not sure where we're going to get the money, but we have a plan.
You don't need any money. If you want it, the camp is yours.
Just like that, you'll give us the camp?
Yeah. Oh, it's not worth anything anyway. I mean, on paper, it's nothing but a bunch of old cabins. But I'll tell you one thing. If you hit it right, it's one hell of a life. I knew things were going to work out. They usually do.
Trophy looks as good as new, Jack. You took good care of it. Yeah, well, I had it in a safe place.
Land sports, water activity, and more importantly, social interaction under the watchful guidance of Tamaqua's trained staff.
At Tamaqua, a child learns to respect his environment. Lectures on park life and tours of the area are taken regularly. Respect for the land teaches respect for your fellow man, a sense of belonging, and more importantly, respect for oneself.
For this is truly what the child learns at Tamaqua. They make many friends, learn many skills, and upon departure, they invariably leave a fuller man or woman, a better friend, and a kinder soul.
This is life at Canada's Camp Tamaqua in Ontario's Algonquin Provincial Park. Long live Camp Tamaqua, a camping tradition since 1937.
Here I am at Camp Granada. Camp is very entertaining, and they say we'll have some fun if it stops raining. I went hiking with Joe Spivey. He developed poison ivy. You remember Leonard Skinner? He got ptomaine poisoning last night after dinner. All the counselors hate the waiters, and the lake has alligators, and the head coach wants no sissies. So he reads to us from something called Ulysses. Now I don't want, this should scare you, but my bunkmate has malaria. You remember Jeffrey Hardy? They're about to organize a searching party. Take me home, oh Marafada, take me home. I hate Granada, don't leave me out in the forest where I might get eaten by a bear. Take me home, I promise I will not make noise or mess the house with other boys. Oh, please don't make me stay, I've been here one whole day. Dearest Fada, darling mother, how's my precious little brother? Let me come home if you miss me. I would even let Aunt Bertha hug and kiss me. Wait a minute, it stopped hailing. Guys are swimming, guys are sailing, playing baseball. Gee, that's better. Mata Fada, kindly disregard this letter. Thank you.